Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hi, I'm Caroline Stanbury, star of The Real Housewives of Dubai, entrepreneur, wife, and mother of three, once divorced and now remarried to a much younger man. Uncut and Uncensored with Caroline Stanbury follows me as I live my life unapologetically and shows you that there is life after 40. I'm here to let you know that not only is there a life after divorce, but you have the power to make it your best one yet, just like I did. So buckle up and join me for the wild ride.
So welcome back to another episode of Uncut and Uncensored with Caroline and Sergio today. And we're going to talk about...
my favorite day of the year, St. Valentine's Day.
Shoot me.
We love you all. Happy Valentine's.
And we are here all the way in the Serengeti.
This is actually amazing.
We're here for Valentine's. And we thought we'd bring you, since you guys love the English versus Spanish so much, we do the, well, Valentine's one, because we're completely different to each other. So Sergio at Valentine's plus me at Valentine's versus the rest of the world at Valentine's. I think the whole world's gone crazy.
Let's be clear, honey. Valentine's Day is probably the most important day of the year.
I thought that was your birthday.
No, it's Valentine's Day. Because we are so in love to each other, love to people. Like, you know how many people, they don't hear I love you in probably a whole year. And you hear I love you every 10 minutes. You know how lucky you are?
Every 10 minutes. Literally. It is the sweetest thing. And it was really weird for me at the beginning because obviously I'm English and used to English men. And actually, we went out for dinner. We went to this friend's house, a new friend. She's Turkish. She'll be listening to this. And her husband went to boarding school, same age as me. And basically everything I said, he was the same, wasn't he?
I mean, it's crazy. Like the same.
It's like we're conditioned. We're all us English people completely conditioned. We'd rather be in the pub.
It's just something with British people and Spanish people at the same time. We are so loving, so like close to each other. Everything's our family, our loving each other.
And he was saying that he only speaks to his mother.
Literally. And I was like, oh my God, that's exactly my wife.
Anyway, the point is Valentine's Day is just a ridiculous day.
Why?
Because it makes the whole world feel like shit, Sergio.
What?
A lot of people don't have a Sergio.
Maybe.
Or they're divorcing. Or, you know, it's one day of the year where the entire world wakes up expecting sort of like life-shattering gifts and like...
Actually, I disagree with you. I think at least everyone in the planet has someone to say I love you to.
Mother doesn't count.
Honey... family, friends.
No, but that's like, not what people think Valentine's is, darling.
Honey,
it's not
yes,
to tell your
it could.
Family and friends. It's yes. not.
You know what I used to
no.
do with my mother?
No,
I used to give her a present every Valentine's Day because
okay, well,
I love
you
her, honey.
Are just bizarre. So at boarding school, like it was just awful. We'd all be at boarding school and everyone would sort of like wait for the proposal to come. And if you didn't get a Valentine's card, it was like you may as well have ugly written on the back of your shirt.
I just don't know why people have this fear of Valentine's Day.
for this exact reason, because all your friends around you are getting sort of, I mean, what is it, by the way? I'm looking at Instagram today and it's absolutely gone nuts. I'm looking at like Rolex watches being delivered, cars being delivered with bows on them. I mean, men are like, you know,
honey,
what
wait,
has it become?
That's
Where's
called
my Rolex watch, by the way?
Marketing, honey. And that's all our perception. It's not real stuff, honey. Valentine's Day, it goes so much farther than that. It goes about, you know, showing love to each other, showing why I'm with you and why I care so much about you.
Opposed to what, every other day? Honey, I don't understand. Why do you need a day for that?
Because today is the day that resonates with that. It's the day
The world, society has told you, you need to extra specially love me.
No, it's not about that, honey. Today is just a day like any other day.
Yes.
But it symbolizes.
Oh, you just said it.
It symbolizes.
Like any other day.
It symbolizes the whole year. Why I am
it's like
with
that
you.
Awful thing. It's like GCSEs. It's like everything's sort of hinged on this one day.
I feel like today, St. Valentine's Day, it sets you off for the whole year. If you have a great St. Valentine's Day, that means you're going to have a lot of love this year. And this is, I think, what it's all about. It's just all about showing love to the people that are next to you.
Okay, first of all, so we are in Africa. Little thing about where we are. We're in the middle of nowhere and you better be in love when you come here, I can assure you.
If not, you will literally kill each other. The animals will not bite you. You will kill each other.
This is not for kids. I haven't seen many kids. They say doing, you know, a trip like this is for kids, but really mine would have like, well, mine are teenagers. So putting a teenager in a car to look for a leopard for 9 hours, I'll take my chances in the wild with the leopard, but before I took my chances in the car with three teenagers.
It's an amazing holiday. It's just the kids, I think, they will only enjoy when they see the animals. And then the rest of the time, you are really relaxing and enjoying, you know, the beauty of the natural heaven
this
that we have here.
This is a wonderful Valentine's trip. So this is something, you know, that if you're going to have an anniversary or something like this, I completely get this. We've completely reconnect because, as we've said before, you know, you do need time to reconnect, but I don't need a day to be dictated to me that this is the day that I'm going to reconnect with you.
But let me ask you, why did you hate St. Valentine's Day?
I didn't say I hated it. I just said it's a lot of pressure for a lot of people. When you're with somebody, it's wonderful. My dad used to send me, oh my God, I was at boarding school. This is a terrible memory. He got the cards mixed up one year. Hope he's not leading this one. And I got one from my father saying, I like it when you laugh. It makes your tits wobble.
What? Wait.
Well, clearly it wasn't meant for me, was it?
Oh God. Okay, that's a terrible story, actually.
Like, terrible.
I don't think I can look your father the same way now anymore.
Well, it took me a few years. And not to mention all my friends that read it.
So that kind of set you off for like the
that
rest of
Valentine's
Day?
That was my
Valentine's
card that year. So that was a terrible story. No, I used to, like, when I had a boyfriend, it was great fun. Really great fun. We'd all rush down because, you know, we were living at boarding school, try and get the post, teddy bears, things like that. You know, it was really romantic and fun. And like, you felt like the cool girl. But when you didn't, then you felt like, you know, everyone, there's always one girl, isn't there? There's always that sort of girl at school who's perfect.
Yeah, but for me, for example, you know, I used to have all these like girlfriends, but nothing serious and stuff. You know, I was just like a free man. And I never really had like someone who I can create these amazing magical surprises with.
Sergio, you're not normal.
And now I have you, honey. And I just love to share all the love I have for you in like, you know, all these moments.
Sometimes I think he might skin me and wear me.
I mean, I will not do that because then I cannot look at you, so.
Yeah. No, it's wonderful. Like, I do appreciate what it brings to our lives now, but I don't think we need it. It's basically telling people to love somebody, especially on one day.
No, it's not about that. Yeah. It's about you waking up that day and smiling and making sure people around you are like, you know, happy to be next to you.
Well, I kind of feel like manifesting and all the stuff that we do, being grateful, the gratitude stuff that, you know, we practice every day now, that wakes me up every day and makes me feel grateful. I have to thank my lucky stars for you then.
Yeah, but it's beautiful, you know, to just have this day as today, just to say, you know, thanks to love and be grateful for
look,
love.
100%.
Like, why not? It's like your birthday. Okay, let's just say to you, you don't celebrate your birthday for the rest of your life. How do you feel? Terrible. Or you don't celebrate your anniversary for the rest of your life.
I mean, when you become 48, I don't think it's that big of a deal, darling.
You will feel horrible, honey. No. It is.
But, you know, I think my point is, actually, it's very interesting. Today, actually, you'll see coming out on my socials, Marissa Pier and I are actually launching a love retreat. And I'll tell you the background of this, actually, because I did a talk with one of the heads of Kabbalah at the house. We were thinking about what to do, and we're talking about relationships. And this is about relationships and finding love or resetting relationships or reconnecting and improving your sex life. All of these things is something that Marissa and I are going to do these retreats on. Marissa, as you probably know, is one of the world's leading transformative therapists. And I feel that I have, well, doing this podcast for the last 3 years, I feel like, you know, sort of walked my walk and talked my talk. I feel like this, you know, I've held down a relationship that pretty much should not have worked. And Marissa's been married 30 something years. So if anyone has the right to speak to you about this, I feel like it's us, because it takes work every time. But what I did realize is there are so many women out there that are finding it hard just to be intimate, just to connect on a very intimate level. And what I mean even more than sex is the intimacy that comes with the way we laugh when, you know, you'll walk into the bathroom with when I'm like doing my business, or, you know, we're doing, I don't know, stuff that is a bit beyond lovers, right? I've had boyfriends in the past where I've had to roll out of bed and wanted to put my makeup on so they wouldn't
because you didn't have trust with each other. You didn't know each other well. And when you get to the point
that
you actually...
It's not that easy, Sergio.
I understand, but when you get to the point...
You also didn't. So that's my point. This is what we're going to be teaching women, right? And how to get that. And men, by the way, because just as many men find intimacy hard or find it hard to trust. But the one thing I was saying was, once I had this talk with the head of Kabbalah in our house, I realized that out of all the people that had come to speak about totally different things, all the women want to talk about was soulmates, reconnection. You remember, two of my friends, sadly, their husbands had passed away at very young ages for them. So they've kind of been left with trust issues. And I know that sounds stupid, but trust issues that they won't be left again. Their husbands were young and virile, like they did not see it coming. They weren't expecting to be left, even though, you know, they weren't left in the old technical sense of the word. They feel angry at their dead spouse. And I know that sounds very, very odd, but it's, you know, true. And it's a normal part of grief, apparently, and letting go and all of this. And I realized in that room that these women and men, as I said, needed help and to talk to people openly. And once we started talking, it just sort of flowed.
I think it's quite interesting, because I think relationship can set all the different areas in your life. You have your relationship or your soulmate aligned and everything goes right inside, you know, within that relationship, everything else will flow. And this is kind of what happened to us. We, you know, we went through a lot to get to where we are now. And we got to the point that we built such a strong foundation that all the different areas in our lives, no matter how, you know, they go, that we know they're going to go well, because we are so strong with each other. And I think that's what you have to kind of get to it.
And I think actually that's a very important point he just made there, because no matter what, we know they're going to go well. Now, why is that? It doesn't mean we think we're the best business people on the planet. What it means is that we trust, because we're so tight and we're so aligned with each other, that no matter what the outcome, we will always be okay.
We're going to be fine. And that's the most important
thing. More than fine. Everything that we have now is a cherry on top of an already great cake.
100%.
And that is what we mean. Okay? And soulmates and, you know, unicorns and twin flames and all this rubbish that was sold. Not that we're, you know.
It's not rubbish, honey.
What I mean is, we all want a soulmate, Sergio, but they make it sound mythical. It's not mythical. Okay, it's an actual thing. Soulmate is somebody that completes your soul, right? That makes you feel at ease and peaceful and one. It's not somebody that you're floating around in this sort of like love bubble that is unreal. Like,
do you believe in soulmates?
I do actually believe in soulmates. I do think there's somebody for everybody. I think that all of these women that sit and say, I can't find him, or he's not good enough, or, you know, they have a list before they start. You're cutting off something that could be so wonderful.
100%. I think a lot of people, they have this perception that they want this type of person. And then, you know, like if you follow that route, you're never going to be able to find a soulmate, because, you know, Carla and me, we live in different countries. She was coming from a different background. She had a family. I didn't. We had like so many things against us, but we just felt it and we went with it. And then that's where we are today.
Because you can build the rest. And that's the point. I think if he's your soulmate and he's your best friend, everything else comes. Because when you're happy, you produce money. Jobs come to you.
Energy.
Things flow. Energy is everything. That's all you need. That's all you need. Money, we've all been taught, is energy. That's why do we do all the money manifestations and affirmations, you know, and money, if you don't worry about money, which I never really have, and that's not because I was rolling in it. It's just because I believe that it comes back to you. If you donate things, this always happens, by the way, if you're a good person, you make good choices and you donate things and you look after other people, you will always be okay. Somehow it works out. If you don't show up for yourself, no one else can. You know, but if you show up for yourself every single day and you make leeway and a little bit of headway, and which is what I've, as I've said, the manifestation books are all about, just, you know, mapping out your journey. Once you do that, it all becomes apparently very clear and very easy. Now, obviously, there are levels, right? There are levels of, we've spoken about before, of, you know, richer people and more money and wanting more things. And I understand that. But in general, okay, we're talking about having a very nice life. Everyone can have one. And there is always a man for somebody. Okay. If you're looking for Jeff Bezos, okay, there's one in a trillion. But I mean, also, why I would look at myself very hard and try and understand why that's the only man on the planet that's going to make me happy in my head.
The problem, a lot of people prioritize money before feelings, so before love. And that's the biggest mistake you can do. Because that way, you're never going to grow. You're never going to be happy at the end. And you're never going to be fully fulfilled. And that's something that we did, you know? And I think also people has to be open for a change, for something different, something out of your comfort zone, a relationship that you think might not work, it might be the best solution that you can have for your life.
I think, as I've said before, communication is everything. And that's what Marissa and I are going to also be teaching a lot about is in this retreat, because, you know, it's going to be, and I hope you'll all come to Dubai, by the way. It's going to be in the desert. And,
oh my God, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah. So any of you can sign up and come to Dubai and come and spend, you know, two nights or three nights with us. I think, I don't know what we're doing at the moment.
You can go into relationshipsreset.com.
Yeah.
And then you can get all the info.
Information's there. We will be doing finances, talking about sex, all the stuff and how to broach these. So whether you're married or unmarried or never been married or just looking, how to have these uncomfortable conversations and not feel embarrassed. Because ladies, let me tell you, it doesn't get easier. It just because you're not having them at the beginning, and somehow actually having them at the beginning is a lot easier than going into it and then 6 months to a year down the line going, actually, this is what I expect. And they weren't prepared for that. So, you know, we're going to teach you how to have these conversations pretty sharp so that, you know, both of you are on the same page.
And also how to reconnect with each other. I think it's one of the biggest things that a lot of people in your age, they suffer from, because they lost that connection. Because the husband built a life, the wife built a life, there's kids involved, and then they kind of lose that trust with each other.
We are really, really going through it right now, me and Sergio, because, you know, a lot of our friends at that age where they're beginning to sort of disconnect, I suppose.
It's sad, to be honest.
And we're watching it. And I'm like, it's children. It's children. And I love children, don't get me wrong. But we glorified having babies to like making this miraculous, amazing family together. And that's what you need to keep you together. But unless you're ready, children can do the exact opposite.
Can destroy the marriage.
It can destroy everything.
And let me tell you, I always wanted kids. I always wanted to build this amazing family. And I came into an already built family. And I see everything from the outside being kind of involved and as not being the father. And I really see now the truth. And the reality is that It's a full-time job. Like, it's a proper, proper responsibility from both of the parents that you need to be fully on it. And if you are not on the same page, you are never going to make it work. And I think, you know, between Caroline and me, we're just kind of like, you know, thinking, when do we want kids? And do we want kids? Because we have such an amazing life. I'm open for that, actually, to not have kids.
So this is really a conversation, again, which is a very weird conversation to have with men. Maybe you are on your second marriage. You know, all of these things are things that you need to discuss openly, you know, and that's why I think for women, no matter where you are, as I said, Valentine's Day and learning about all of these things, you know, these relationship sort of goals that are advertised by the world, can be very difficult, Sergio. Because
no, I'm with you, actually. And I also think that the problem is with society now, because they picture this Valentine's Day as like gifting the biggest presents, like everything has to be kind of just, you know, money-wise, like as you were saying,
even
Rolex,
you, darling,
these.
Even
no,
you do.
People I don't do that, honey.
This is real. People didn't believe our relationship was real.
I understand,
because you
honey.
Do everything for Valentine's Day, bar like skydive down the bloody Burj Khalifa, but you would if you could.
Yeah, but I don't do that, honey. I only create surprises for us because it's what it really will stay with us. I don't want to give you a bag. I don't want to give you a Rolex. I don't want to give you that. I'd rather just take you on a trip. Okay, I did you something for your birthday, my friend. I'd rather just take you on a trip and just go somewhere and explore. And what I'm doing today, I'm setting up a crazy, crazy bush dinner in the wild for her, and she's going to love it. And it's just something so unique and special, and money honestly cannot pay for that.
I have to say, Sergio is amazing. So this is another thing. It's not just about money, right? When you find a man that loves you the way Sergio does, and I get asked this all the time, right? I mean, if Sergio earns money, and he earns very well now, and the great thing is, because we talk so much, I get to take it. So yeah,
why? Because I don't care about money. Money is a tool that might help you to kind of get that freedom that you want, but it doesn't set you up. And what I mean by that is it will not help you on the relationship side of it. Maybe you will be more relaxed and you can do other stuff. But that's why as soon as I make it, I just give it to her. I just say, okay, do whatever you want with the money.
He's
because
not greedy at all.
The foundation is right.
And
we
are
right.
And we're a family.
We are having it. Everything goes to the same pot.
Everything goes to us. So we're a family. So everything we're doing, we agree on anyway. And I think that that's so amazing. So I think the pressure of all these special days, and I think what I was trying to say before as well, is like a lot of people find Valentine's Day hard because, as we just said, you know, maybe they're beginning to distance themselves. Then you're stuck with someone you don't really enjoy anymore. And you're going out on a date that you've been told you have to have tonight because the whole world has booked it. Not to mention, you book any restaurant tonight, Sergio, and it'll be four times the price of any 100%. Other night, which I absolutely drives me nuts. It's not that I'm tight, but I'm kind of tight on these things.
No, like, I agree. It's actually crazy. It's crazy. And I think with some Valentine's Day, there's two issues. The first one, as you were saying, if you're a marriage and you already have kids and stuff and you lose that connection, how do you do it?
How do you get through the night?
How
it's
do you
so
do it?
It's so freaking boring.
Exactly.
I've been on Valentine's dinners where you're like, okay, we're here because
we have to be here.
We have to be here. We can't tell our friends that we're staying home. We've gone to a restaurant that's charging us five times the price. Not really. We have nothing to say to each other anymore. And that is a pretty shitty night.
But also, I agree with you. The problem comes with early stage couples. Why? Because you try to show the best version of yourself, do the biggest thing in the planet, give the best present, and then it's unsustainable. You cannot keep doing that for the rest of your life. So it's just it's complicated, let's be honest.
Yeah, okay. Well, then you've got another woman that's just, you know, just separated. Now she's just separated. The whole world's going out for Valentine's dinner. Some mate of yours calls and says, do you want to join us? You're now the third wheel on this date. That's another, it's hideous.
I understand.
Absolutely hideous. You know, and we've all been there too. Valentine's Day, when I've broken up with someone, just meant you lay in bed with your face buried in a pillow crying.
Ice cream.
And everyone else, has amazing love and you don't. So that's why these things irritate me.
But it's not about that, baby. Okay, I understand it irritates you. But some Valentine's Day, as I said, is so much more than that. It's just about showing love to the people next to you. It can be your mother, your father, your sister, your uncle, or your wife.
I don't think you need a special day, Sergio. I really don't. I don't think that it should be forced upon you.
Okay,
so
that's terrible.
You do this every single day.
That's
naturally
absolutely horrible.
He's like a child.
Horrible.
You know, my son, it's so cute because he lies downstairs. He's on the second floor. And I go, night, mommy, I love you. Night, mommy, I love you. Night, mommy, I love you. Sergio does exactly the same. So I'll just be going to sleep and he'll just go turn over and he'll be like, in the middle of the night.
Are you comparing me to your son?
Yes. Three or four times in the night, I'll just hear, love you, I love you. He just literally blurts it out. And he can be asleep and just say it. It's like it just comes out of your mouth.
Sorry, if you hear a plane, it's because we are literally on the wild.
In the wild.
Outside. And, you know, there's just like animals around us.
We're in Africa.
Yes, it's actually crazy.
Oh, so romantic last night. We watched Out of Africa.
And okay,
Africa,
so how was the surprise? So I set up a private cinema, like in the wild, outside, waiting for us with Memories of Africa, which is Caroline's favorite
movie. No,
it's
not Memories, Out of Africa.
Okay, Out of Africa. How was it?
It was beautiful.
Okay.
But that's not because it was Valentine's Day. You just do that. My point is, I'm not saying let's throw away romantic days. I'm saying that romance should come from your heart, not because, you know, somebody however many years ago, decided today's the day that you have to love people.
I think it's absolutely horrible to go through life without making the most of a special date. It's so sad.
Sergio, our whole philosophy is we don't fit in the box. So why on earth do you want to do something so commercialized?
I'm not, where, honey. I'm celebrating love between you and me.
But you celebrate it every day. That's my point. You wake up.
Exactly. So it's another day. Why not?
You celebrate love naturally. This is telling people that they must.
No.
And they've made it commercial.
None
it's
must.
All about paying for things now. It's all about like watching Instagram and seeing what Instagram model got 100 roses. I got 1,000 roses. I've got, and that's measuring your love.
Yeah, but like think about it. It's the same as life. Like Christmas, the same. Honey, every moment in your life, proposal, baby reveal, everything is about how can I make it better or different than the other one. Sadly, it's the life that we live today. That's why the foundation has to be right. Because if for some reason I cannot do a surprise today, we're going to be fine because I will do it tomorrow. Because every day of my life is some Valentine's Day with you. Boom.
Don't even know where to go from there. You can't argue
honey.
With him. You can't argue with him.
That's so pretty,
it's
honey.
Like, it's like arguing with Bambi.
Bambi?
You know, like this cute little deer that's just, you know, I mean, I'm not telling you not to love me. I'm just saying for the rest of the world, it's just... You know.
You know what I would do? I will go around to all the people alone today and just doing a small little surprise for them. Because I some Valentine's is about
showing
love.
You're in the African bush. Where are you going to go around and find people to surprise?
I cannot do it, but I'm just walking around here at the hotel. You guys happy, right? Saying happy St. Valentine's.
Of course they're happy.
It's
have you seen
day,
where we are?
Honey, it's a day set to just show love to each other. That's what it's all about.
No, I'm not going to win this, am I? I may as well just give you a rose and tell you happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, thank you, honey. That's lovely. I mean, you've been horrible today, so great. I get this.
No, I, you know, look, I'm all about love. And I think love actually does change everything. Everything. Because if you're happy at home, as I said, you can be happy everywhere else. And I think it's, I think men have a really bad rap, by the way, because I think just as many men are finding it hard today to connect with women or understand what we want, then there are women looking to connect with men. And I do think, as I said, sadly, these apps have made it very, very even harder to connect because they actually take so much of the personal out of it. You don't need to talk to each other. It's all about the way each of you look.
I think the problem is that, you know, you don't have to look for it. You have to be open for it.
Yeah.
When you look for it, it's wrong. When you're open for it, it's right. Why? Because it will come to you. It will fly. The energy that you produce, it will be matched with the other person that you're meant to be with. And
oh,
it will come.
You can tell a closed off woman a mile away. You can tell a woman that has been, you know, through a bad relationship a mile away.
100%.
The body language, the energy she puts
no
out.
No confidence, no nothing. Like, you just feel it. As a man, I feel it when I talk to her. I'm like, oh my God.
She needs
some love. Like, she really needs some, you know, sentimental work.
Actually, that's what's quite interesting about you. For someone who was 24 when I met him, how do you get the sort of, I don't know, foresight to know that you can break down a woman like that?
Because, honey, I mean, let's be honest. I had a lot of life before you, okay?
You're 24 years old, Sergio. How much life could you have?
I understand. I'm from 19 to 23. I was a player, you know, not in the way that was with many different women, but, you know, I didn't have anything serious. So I, you know, learned how to read women. I learned how to explore the women's world, which is a very complicated world. So when I got you and I met you, I knew exactly what you wanted, what you needed, and how I was going to provide that.
Don't know if that's good or bad.
It's very good, honey.
Slightly scary.
It was all love, honey. It's all love. I picture it completely different. Like, you needed someone who it was how I was.
Yeah.
You know, I was just showing you love. Like, you know, and I was always there for you, you know, like no matter what you went through and everything. You know, I said, honey, I love you. I know this is going to be tough, but we're going to go through this. And we're here.
I think the key to Valentine's Day is to not look too much at social media and take it too seriously. I think, you know, it is meant to be a reminder of, you know, the things that we love about each other and the moment. And I think a lot of times, you know, because it, like with anything else, social media has taken over and we've forgotten what it's really about. But it is, you know, it's still the home-cooked meal. You could do this at home in a much lesser...
Baby, you can do it with nothing, honey. I used to buy a teddy bear, a small teddy bear, and give it to my sister and my mother. It will just make their day. It was just all about that. I didn't have a girlfriend. I didn't have a wife. But it was just about that, making happy the people that are around you. And for example, I saw in social media, I think last year, this woman holding a massive paper saying, you know, if you don't have any love today, come here, I will hug you. And you see people just coming there and just hugging the women. And it was just so beautiful. And I think that's what it's all about. That's St. Valentine's Day. Giving love to each other.
He may have turned me around a little bit. Look, I do feel that sometimes, especially British men, could do with being kicked. I know other friends. One of our friends is married to a Spanish man. I mean, I doubt he even knows it's Valentine's Day today. She's definitely told him.
Actually, I told my dad, I was calling my dad, he's in Peru now. I'm like, oh, dad, yeah, today's Valentine's Day. Like, what? What day?
Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot of women out there with those kind of husbands too.
100%.
That are going, you know, a little bit disappointed on Valentine's morning. They didn't get one rose or anything.
But let me tell you, the easiest way is to just go through it and don't plan anything or don't do anything. That's the easiest route. Like, you literally just go through life. Like, that's why I want to do every 5 years a wedding, like a renewal of our vows. Why? Because it's just a beautiful moment that we just have to keep doing it, because it will keep the relationship alive. And I think that's what it's all about as well. If you have someone, just make the effort to make things happen. Because if not, it will die at the end. It just, it will really die. Like, imagine now, we've been 5 years in the relationship.
You have to water your garden, basically.
Yeah, 5 years in the relationship. Imagine now if I don't do anything today. What would it be in 10 years, honey? Like, you will be 63.
Oh, thanks.
Oh my God, 68. Oh, wow. That's a lot.
Will I?
Yes.
How old am I? 48. I'll be 58.
No, 60. I say in 20 years.
20 years.
Yes. Old. 68, I will be like 50 something. Like, baby, like, if I don't keep doing it, it will die at the end. You know? So it's just a way of keeping the relationship alive. I think that's very important.
I do kind of agree. I just don't think it needs to be this day, but I'm getting it that some people, as I said, maybe they do need that reminder. I also think that ladies, to avoid disappointment, you can also use your voices, right? The night before, the week before, go, oh, Valentine's Day is coming. Remind someone. If you know your husband is that guy that forgets, don't set him up for failure.
100%.
Why set him up for failure?
Very important.
You can help him. You know, you can guide him. And then you're going to be happy and he's going to be happy, because men don't sometimes think about these things, or they forget, or they're just, you know, they're just built differently. So
if I would be in that position, I would be like, hey, honey, what do you think we should do for St. Valentine's Day? Should we just do a dinner, or should we do something? I don't know. Should we do an experience? Should we just do a staycation? Just something to keep it alive. And then you make her excited. You know, I think that's what it's all about.
We have friends that have like mom and dad weekends. You know who you are.
Yeah.
That always go away because they've got young kids.
And that's amazing.
So they go away, just the two of them, and have like naughty weekends. Those are good too. That's a Valentine's weekend.
Anything can make a St. Valentine's Day surprise very unique. It can be a home. It can be, you know, I cooked dinner for you and I did this special note. You know, I did this video for you. Just anything little.
Okay, he's right. I'm going to change my mind a little bit. But anyway,
great.
We hope to get into all of this. So go to carolinestanbury.com, sign up to Relationship Reset. I hope to see some of you in Dubai with me, or on our virtual consults, which we're going to do, like, you know, virtual room where Maria and I will, you know, have a few hundred of you and take your questions and all of that. But in the meantime, sign up. Very excited to meet you. And happy Valentine's Day from Sergio and I.
Before we go, honey, what would be the advice that you would give to all the women out there about some Valentine's Day?
Don't take it too seriously. You know, I think that for those of you that are having wonderful day times, just enjoy it. And for those of you that aren't, this too shall pass. It's just, you know, sometimes not having a great Valentine's Day sets you up for when you do, you really know what a wonderful one is.
It's not about love with a relationship. It's about love with the people next to you. You can just, you know, get your best friend and just have some fun together.
That's very weird.
No, honey, not to have some fun together in like the sex way. No, honey, you don't want to have sex with your boyfriend, honey. Have some fun together in the way that...
Someone take Sergio's microphone.
No, in the way that just watch a movie together, honey. It doesn't have to end up with like a happy ending.
No, if my friend called me and said, let's watch a movie together.
Yeah, it's on Valentine's Day. I'm single, you're single. Let's just do something because we love each other,
just
honey.
Just don't be alone. How about that? Just don't
exactly,
be alone.
Exactly, don't be alone.
No need to cross boundaries.
100%.
Well, we're going to enjoy our Valentine's lunch all the way here from Africa. We've loved speaking to you.
We love you.
We love you.
And don't forget to get
Happy Valentine's.
Our manifestation books in bastelabel.com.
And click the link and subscribe and download our podcasts.
Bye-bye all the way from Africa. I'm getting ready. I'm going to run to do the surprise for tonight.
Happy Valentine's Day. Thank you for listening to another episode of Uncut and Uncensored with Caroline and Sergio. Thank you for listening. You can catch my new episode of my podcast every Wednesday. Please don't forget to follow so you don't miss any of the action. I want to hear from you, so leave me a rating and a review. Follow us on social for all the behind-the-scenes action and more information at Uncut and Uncensored by Caroline. See you next week.